Psalm 137. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yes, we wept when we remembered Zion. That was the temple. So this is the picture of the exiles who've been taken away because of their sins and are now in Babylon. And they're crying. We hung our harps upon the willows in the middle of the city, for there those who carried us away captive required us to sing a song, and those who were wasting us required of us some kind of fun, saying, sing us one of the temple songs from Zion. But how shall we sing Yahweh's song in a foreign land? Well, unfortunately, they didn't remain like this, because when you come to the book of Esther, you find that they were really wealthy. They were really getting on really well in their lives. And so they didn't stay crying and weeping by the rivers of Babylon for very long, unfortunately, because they got caught up with the world. And that's why Haman says, let's kill all the Jews and get all their money. It'll be a huge amount of money. They were wealthy. And they had jobs in high places, people like Mordecai. And they were worshipping, it seems, the idols of Babylon, as well as saying, oh yeah, but we're Jews. Now you can see how that's so easy to happen, how you can get caught up in the world and in wanting to be wealthy and in wanting to be successful and mixing in with the world around you. And that's what stopped all these wonderful prophecies of the restoration from happening. And, well, those prophecies could have come true, but they didn't, because the people just got mixed up with the world. And when King Cyrus said, okay, Jews, you can all go back, rebuild your temple, I'll give you all the wealth that you need, I'll give you the materials, I'll give you the paperwork. Most of them didn't want to go. It's like saying, do you want to be in the kingdom of God? Like that you've been wanting all your life, and then people say, ah, no, not really, I'd rather stay in this world. And it's so tragic. But now the person who's writing this psalm is one of the few faithful. He says, if I forget you, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her coming. If I don't remember you, let my tongue stick to the roof of my mouth. If I don't prefer Jerusalem above my chiefest joy. Remember, O Lord, the children of Edom in the day when Jerusalem was destroyed, who were saying, destroy it, even to the foundations of it. O daughter of Babylon, who are to be destroyed, happy will he be who rewards you as you did to us. Happy will he be who takes and dashes your little ones upon the stones. Well, I think this person who's writing this psalm is very bitter. And that bitterness is not a good thing, because Judah had gone into captivity because they'd sinned. And yet he's getting so furiously angry with the people who had been really God's instruments to bring that judgment about. So I don't think that this bitterness was right. It implies a kind of self-righteousness, and we mustn't be like that.